This is Ozarks at Large. It's hard to imagine you have completely escaped this song.
But now you're in my way. Your stare was holding. Red jean skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you.
That's Call Me Baby is recorded by Carly Rae Jepsen. The song reached the top of the charts in the United States, Canada, and at least 13 other countries, from Venezuela to New Zealand. A version by the Harvard baseball team is a viral hit, and a version of the song using splices from speeches made by President Obama has been watched more than 18 million times on YouTube. It seems almost every summer has one of those songs. It can be heard almost everywhere. It resonates with a wide swath of listeners, while no doubt annoying others. Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for Fayetteville Flyer and joins me to discuss the phenomenon of the summer song. And we're deep in summer, Wayne. Easy to say that will be remembered, I think, as the song of summer 2012. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I think that will be. It'll be interesting, though, like in 4 or 5 years, if we'll remember it or if it'll just kind of go away.
But do we care if every year those summer songs are the ones that kind of catch the summer zeitgeist and then perhaps they are forgotten?
Yeah. Last summer, LMFAO did it with that party rock anthem or whatever.
Right.
I will say, I guess Call Me Maybe is less annoying than that. But there are some summer songs or songs that make you think about summer that stand up, I mean, over time, and, you know, those are rare, but when they come, they're really great. I mean, what do you think qualifies a summer to be a summer song?
Well, I think it probably depends on your age. I think warm weather months, and it's popular when school's not in session.
Or it, you know, it quintessentially just makes you think summer. I mean, like the Beach Boys or something.
But for me, they didn't have any hits in any summer that I can recollect. I mean, I was too young.
And yet everybody probably thinks of them as a summer band. Same thing
That's a different designation in my mind.
Jimmy Buffett.
Right.
Or even Dave Matthews. Like these touring summer bands.
But excluding the Beach Boys, perhaps, because they did have hits, big hits. You know, Dave Matthews' band resonated with a certain crowd, and Jimmy Buffett certainly has a pair of heads. But I don't recall a time when you could not get away from
them. You're right.
Right.
I mean, when I think of classic summer songs of the past, you know, 10 years or whatever, a couple come to mind. I think of Rihanna's Umbrella. One of those things where it doesn't really matter what your music tastes.
Exactly.
I mean, you could be somebody who didn't listen to the radio and you heard it.
And hummed along, probably.
Right. Beyonce's Crazy in Love, I think, is my favorite summer song. Crazy, Gnarls Barkley.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Don't you think a summer song has to be upbeat?
Right.
And a little bit frivolous or a little bit...
Yeah, like Lady Gaga has had some big summer songs. Or it can be people who tour in the summer and get a lot of press for it. And so they have a big song come out. You know, I think back to the 90s with like U2 and they were doing Zoo TV and stuff. And they were getting a lot of press out in the summer, but you know, the 90s gave us great stuff from In Vogue and, you know, some R&B songs and great pop songs. The Friends theme song, I remember the summer that came out.
Yes.
And it was everywhere.
Yes. Well, I remember the summer between high school and my first year of college, which would have been the summer of 1981. You could not walk down a street, and if someone had their windows open, and not hear Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones.
Stop me up, I'll never stop.
everyone listen to it. And I think that's the thing about a summer song, is that it's, you're as likely to hear it coming from someone's car as you are at the snow cone stand,
right,
or at the beach, or it's something your mother might be listening to or tapping her feet to. It's just this sort of shared experience. And I wonder if it's harder and harder to have that. Because so many radio stations used to play, you would hear Summer Wind by Frank Sinatra, and within 10 minutes you might hear Wild Thing by Troggs.
Right.
It was just, and that just wouldn't happen now.
Well, I remember in 04, that summer, I went to Europe, and it didn't matter where I went. I was at in Rome, in Paris, and everywhere that we went, it was a communication department trip for the university, and we couldn't get away from that Usher song, Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was everywhere. We would walk into stores in Rome, and it was playing. Many people didn't even know what, you know, he was saying, but they were singing along, and it was like, wow, this is really taken over. And those do come along. Something comes along, like a Call Me Maybe, and you didn't see that one coming.
Well, I don't think you see them coming. And I think if someone said, okay, I'm going to write the song that's going to be for the summer of blank, I don't think you could succeed, because many of the ones we've named,
right,
don't seem calculated. They just kind of hit for whatever reason, capture lightning in a bottle. And I think it's interesting that, with the exception of people like Beach Boys or Jimmy Buffett, who are categorized in that, people who've actually had big summer hits, not many people have had more than one or two of these kinds of songs. But don't you think summer's better if you have a summer song?
Sure. I think every summer has them, and I think it's hard for me to even remember a few years ago what it was, unless you have the Crazy in Love or the Crazy, or those songs that just stick.
And that's okay if they don't.
Right.
But you have that, what's that called, the milestone effect, when you hear a song, and it instantly takes you back to summer.
Right.
And that may be a more personal choice.
And that may be more personal, but it's like, you know, just like that snow cone, it doesn't last very long in the heat. Sometimes they do, but most of the time it goes right away.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
She was checking up for me. From the game she was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat.
Okay.
Conversation got heavy.